Ensuring customers drive away with that brand new car look would be impossible without water. This summer during the pandemic, the use of water has increased 15% in the occupied West Bank and created what the Palestinian Water Authority says is its worst crisis ever.
The water keeps cutting off. It interrupts our work and costs us money.
Palestinians are being forced to buy water from Israel at a price three times higher than what they typically pay, according to the Palestinian Water Authority. Director General Adel Yassin says there's plenty of water in the West Bank to meet the needs of Palestinians, but Israel controls 85% of its resources. That includes the distribution, quantity, and location of wells. He says the last time a construction of a new working well was approved was 15 years ago.
It is not natural crisis, it is man-made crisis, it is by the occupation. And if you look at the same area here we have a shortage of water, while in the settlement here, 10 kilometers from here, they have a lot of water.
To add to the problem, the United States, the biggest donor in the past for water projects, hasn't provided money since 2016.
An Israeli security source says Israel has no reason to present obstacles to Palestinians' access to water. The civil administration that oversees the Palestinian territory says it has made major investments in infrastructure, and there are plans to significantly increase the amount of water provided to the Palestinian population in the coming years.
But the Arab industrial company says it needs water now to make liquid soap, laundry detergent, and shampoo.
It's the worst year. Water is the soul of this factory. We can't do without it. Last week, even the reserve tanks were empty for the first time, and we had to send workers home.
That may not be the last time. The Water Authority says unless there's a drastic change in Israeli policy, Palestinians will continue to struggle with their basic human right to access water. Natasha Ganim, Al Jazeera, in the occupied West Bank.